On this podcast, I've been featuring expert speakers on all the various topics they're going to be covering at the Get More Clients From Your Content Summit. Topics ranging from creating content that sells, growing your audience, and leading that audience to buy from you. And so if you want free tickets to the Get More Clients From Your Content Summit, you can grab them at capshow.com/summit. Now, in today's episode, I'm going to share with you a strategy that has excited me from the very first time I heard about it from Dennis Yu. Dennis is a digital marketing expert who's managed over $1 billion in ad spend. So if you've ever thought paid ads was out of your budget, then you want to think again, because Dennis is here to introduce to us his game-changing strategy. It's called the Dollar a Day Ad Strategy, which helps you boost visibility, engagement, and leads, all for just, yep, you guessed it, $1 a day. So Dennis is going to dive into things like how you can affordably get your message in front of the right audience without draining your budget, how to repurpose high authority content like your podcast or a video from YouTube into a lead generating machine, and how to identify winning content and scale your ad spend without the guesswork. That usually happens when we're spending money on ads, right? This is going to be a game changer for you. My name is Deidre Shen, the CEO and co-founder of Capshow, the fastest way to create content designed to get you leads, and this is Win the Content Game. Welcome, Dennis, to the Get More Clients From Your Content Summit. How are you?
Good to see you, Deidre.
I know. It's so good to see you too. And I'm so pumped about this session because you have an extraordinary strategy. It only costs $1 a day. It's literally called $1 a day. And it's all about how to get more visibility, more engagement, and importantly, more leads. And therefore clients. So I'm going to hand it over to you, please, Dennis, if you wouldn't mind giving us a bit of an intro to this strategy, and then we're going to just start to break down the steps into how we can actually implement.
Okay. So I've spent $1 billion on this technique, and it all starts with testing at $1 a day. And a lot of people will say, well, how's that possible? I mean, you need more money than that. I mean, a coffee at Starbucks is $10, but it's a testing strategy. So here's how it works. What is it that you are best known for? Do you have some kind of high authority piece of content? Maybe there was a video that you made, an ad that worked, an interview, a podcast, speaking, a book, some achievement, a testimonial. There's some kind of content about you that causes your clients to want to sign up. And maybe it was not visible on social media. Maybe it was, you know, it was on your phone. The thing is, you want to put that in multiple places. I happen to like to put it on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, wherever you get clients, and then boost that for $1 a day. And you can micro target exactly the audience that you want. Or you could just let the algorithm, like TikTok and Facebook being super smart, figure out who are other people just like those clients, or people who have been to your website because you're retargeting, or people that are in your existing customer list. And that's the whole point of Dollar a Day. It's a testing strategy. We're putting lots of pieces of content out there, finding winners, and the ones that work the best, we put $10 a day, $1,000 a day. And in some cases, I've spent $1 million a day against winning pieces of content for like Rosetta Stone, for example, right? Here's how you learn Spanish, test it out, hundreds of pieces of content, put winners at, you know, $10, $100, and eventually you get something that does really well, and then you are making money. You're guaranteed to print money. It's like math, right?
Wow. That's okay. So when I first heard about this strategy, I was like, it is so stupidly simple almost. But, you know, like all things that are stupidly simple, it's not easy. It's not an easy thing to do. There are quite a few factors that go into that. So yeah. I'd love to start to get into some of those things, Dennis. Yeah, let's all do this.
Yeah, talk about how it's actually done. I want to share my screen and show you. Oh, actually, I'm screen sharing here. Okay, good. So I put together this little overview with Digital Marketer, but I've done it in all sorts of other ways. And I'm going to show you the framework, and then I'm going to show you real examples that I've done, even from like the last day or two, right? To show you that this thing still works. So the first thing, like I said, is you need to have something that is powerful. But if you are a designer or a consultant or whatever, and you serve too many customers and it's not really clear who exactly you serve, you don't have an ICP, then it's going to, you don't get the power of this laser magnifying, it's like the magnifying glass where the sun focuses all the way down and like burns the piece of paper, right? So if we think about what is it that you are known for, like these topics. So for me, I want to be known for dollar day ads, for example, right? Or creating a million jobs with VAs. And I have a lot of stories and examples. So if you think about the topics, you map out your topic wheel. What are things that you want to be known for a particular niche? Who is known for those things? And then, right, these are the people that are well known in the topics that I care about. Then you want to generate lots of stories that tie to that. And when you have content, podcasts like this one, videos, I mean, any kind of video is, in my opinion, is a podcast content with someone else, right? Then that content can live as an article. It can live as here. I'll show you. If we go to my Facebook, for example, I will post me speaking at a conference, like the keynote at Affiliate World, right, in Dubai, or me arguing Mark Zuckerberg on CNN about privacy, which shows that I know something about ads, right? And then these posts, you can boost, and more people will see that. And the algorithm, especially TikTok, will, and LinkedIn to some degree, will find other people that are just like that. So I'll make a post like this saying, hey, here's something that I did. Let me show you exactly how I did it. And people will say, okay, yeah. And then you put out free content associated with that. You can boost that mid-funnel content. Here's one I made just a day ago. This is even the raw video. This is my friend Jack Hughes, who had no internet presence at all. You couldn't even find him. I mean, try Googling Jack Hughes, right? And he wants to sell a program for parents to be able to lock down their kids' devices. And so I interview him here, and then we can target parents who are using certain kinds of privacy software for their kids. And we explain, why is it that these pieces of software don't work and kids can still get around them, right? So something like this can be chopped up into lots of different pieces to then be put out there for a dollar a day. If someone has you on their show or you interview someone on your podcast, you can take this. So this came out, Paul Povolny. Then I can take this and say, let's see, I just literally take this URL, right? Here's this. I can do this all day long, right? I could take this and then go to Twitter. And I could say, so awesome, right? So awesome to be with. If I can, now, this is the thing. You've got to be on all the different networks. If you're not there, people can't tag you. I don't even know if this is him. I think that's him, right? On his podcast. And then we say something like, to talk about whatever, the topic for whatever the audience. So everyone who's scrolling knows that it's their audience, right? They know it's for them, right? So I don't know what that is right here, so I'm not going to post it. But let me give you an example. Let's see. Hey, Deirdre, do you remember the Super Bowl?
I sure do. Yep.
So that was in Allegiant Stadium, and some of my friends were the Allegiant pilots, and they were being underpaid, so they hired me to run dollar a day for them to be able to get attention. And so what I did was I took these, actually here. Yeah. So I took videos. By the way, it doesn't have to be in person, but it's just so much better when you can do this. See if I can do it this way. See if Google's smart enough to recognize this. If I search for Allegiant. So the pilots all got on a bus and they started like marching in front of Allegiant's headquarters on how, they're not being paid properly. And, I made tweets and posts about that. And I got millions of views, you see here, and millions of people. Like, I targeted people who worked at Allegiant. I targeted people who were in Allegiant Stadium during the time of the Super Bowl. People who were fans of, one kind of, one team versus the other team. And I targeted the the FAA, people who work there. I targeted pilots who work for American Airlines and Southwest Airlines to be able to get attention on this. And these things will work because it's very narrowly targeted. Like dollar a day allows you to reach anybody. Let's say you're going to go to a conference. Like I'm going to a conference for painters. Like it's a whole, you know, thousands of painters, right? Painting contractors. And I can target people who go to that conference by targeting the name of that conference, right? And show, here's what I have for painters, and highlight friends of mine that are doing that. Let me show you dollar a day. Here on Twitter, for example, we got a lot of these ads. I love seeing this. I just love looking at people's ad accounts. So if I look at, let's go a little bit longer, go for something that has a little bit more impressions on it. So if you have content with somebody, or it's very narrowly, clearly for, oh yeah, this is the Allegiant one. Look at this. This Allegiant one, I spent $1,300. I got 35,000 people engaged. I got a 2.7% engagement rate, right? And it's not that I got the engagements for cheap. It's that it's super, super specific, right? Because the ad or the video or the tweet or the LinkedIn post or whatever is specifically calling out that particular group saying, I have a result for you, or here's someone that you recognize. So I could take one, like this is my buddy Caleb. So Caleb is a well-known financial advisor selling life insurance. So among all the financial advisors, look at the targeting I have here. I'm targeting people who are members of NAIF. I'm using, in this case, follower lookalikes. And actually this one's targeting, this is more general internet marketing. But I have another one where I think I go to the other ad group, where I'm targeting members of NAIFA, right? It's the National Association of Insurance and Financial Advisors. So they all know who Caleb is. If you're a member of the National Association of Insurance and Financial Advisors, and then you get this crazy engagement rate. This one's only like 7 or 8%, but still, it's pretty awesome, right? And then this goes to, I think it's the Elevated Advisor. This goes to a landing page for advisors, which has me and Caleb on it, right? And look at what happens here. He says, hey, your financial advisor, this is what you need. He goes on and on saying, you know, I was able to grow my business because of Dennis, basically what he says. And remember, I'm not known among insurance and financial advisors, but this guy is the keynote speaker. He's on all the magazines. So when I target NAIFA or whatever niche you serve, think about the organization, think about the products or tools they use. Like how can I target the people I know that I want to buy from me? Not everyone on the planet. I have to be very specific, right? That's the whole point of dollar a day. I'm not trying to target everyone on the planet, right? Then I show content that is well respected, that with someone who's well known by those people. If that content says, hey, working with you, right? All the accolades that you can find, like that's why podcasts are so great, because if you can target the fans of so-and-so who's already trusted by the target audience you want to reach, when you turn this into Facebook posts and tweets and LinkedIn's and whatever, all you need to do is find a winner, right? So I'll make these posts, these random posts. What is this? This is just from a few minutes ago. Right? All these other people are going to want to engage on that. And then all of their friends, oh, look at this. I can assure you that blah, blah, blah. I've been implementing dollar a day and it's paid dividends. That is awesome. I didn't even notice that. And I'll say, wow, thank you, my friend. And this guy, I think he does this for restaurants. So, right. You know, he's this guy, you know, amazing tactic. I've been doing dollar a day forever. I mean, look at all these people that are saying how good this is, right? And then I'll do the proof of it is Googling you on the thing. Like you should have a thing that you talk about, right?
Yes.
So whatever program, whatever thing it is that you do, you need to have like a name or an acronym or some kind of label that, and you can see all these people are talking about, what is the dollar a day strategy? Well, there's all these other places. You know, it's here. You can watch it in videos. You can like go to courses, or here, go to videos. Like I literally am practicing what I preach, right? So then you have, you know, like, what is this, HubSpot, right? Oh, these guys are actually repurposing HubSpot. I think this is HubSpot. But, right, there's all the people who are well-known in social media marketing or well-known in life insurance or the different niches that I want to reach are all talking about the thing. So do you have people that are talking about your thing? If so, like, this guy's a lawn care company, right? 3 days ago, he said, yeah, we're learning how to make videos and then boost them for $1 a day. So here's the thing that the drive influence. This is where everyone goofs up. It's not me talking about myself. Isn't it better, Deirdre, to have what other people are saying? Like, look, these other people are 100%. Saying, hey, you know, and this person, and like, I've got a lot of friends in Pakistan and the Philippines, and this girl, Monahill, I don't even know who she is, but she's teaching other VAs how to implement dollar a day. Cause so many people come to me and say, hey, do you have somebody, you know, one of your many, many VAs who can implement dollar a day? I'm like, yeah, go to these people or go. There's so many of these. And so I see they're doing, you know, they're learning how to do dollar a day. I'm saying we're hiring people. And this go like here, I'm speaking at this conference in a month from now at this church leadership conference. I'm going to teach dollar a day there. So I'm teaching here the content I'm putting out is I'm teaching how to do my stuff step by step. I'm not selling anything, but the thing I promote for $1 a day is what other people have to say. You see that? That's what everyone else is missing. Because if I look them up, all I see is their name, right?
Interesting.
Oh, you should buy my stuff and buy my services. I'm so good. But everything here, look, here's another one, right? Look, think about this. This is reverse psychology. Like no one gets this. And like once you get this, then you're like, oh, his strategy makes so much sense. So Deirdre, why would I say, hey, my buddy, you know, David Meerman Scott, I just ordered his book. It's in the 9th edition, right? I'm in the book. Why would I do that? And why would I even boost the post to let other people know? Like, why would I promote his stuff? That seemed counterintuitive because I should be selling my stuff, right?
Mm, yep.
But look, here, David, who's one of the top people in the world of marketing, arguably, you know, number one or two, he says, thank you so much, Dennis. You are so clever with how you do marketing. I'm honored that you would buy my book. Hope you get some new ideas, right? And so he's basically marketing for me. If you compliment somebody in an honest, authentic way, and they're friends of yours and you've built a relationship, then they will reciprocate. And then you can take that, screenshot that, take the video, and turn that into an ad. You boost it for $1 a day, but you don't make it an advertisement. You're boosting it so people can see what other people have to say about you, right?
This is so interesting because you've already mentioned, just even in terms of showing examples, like a few ways in which we can use our content and get it out there. But you're talking specific, you're going very specific about the types of content that actually works for this. So I've seen you show an example of a podcast where you've been a guest on a podcast episode, which a lot of people watching this they're going to be mm-hmm. guests of podcasts on other podcasts. You've also shown when it's testimonial style, you know, videos or comments that people are leaving. And then you've, hey, say something nice about someone else. That's just three that you've already shown. Are there more or, you know, because I really want to make this super simple and very implementable for people. It's like, if you do one of these three types of posts, those are the best that for this strategy.
Here's the way to think about it. So you see here, this content factory and here in produce in the first box. So I love CapShow. I love Deirdre. I love getting on Zooms. I love, you know, actually I don't love doing that, but I love what happens when you can take that video and repurpose it, you know, in the red box to process it using various tools so that it can live on YouTube and Facebook and Instagram and articles and all that. You see what I'm saying? So it's not that I have a channel preference. It's that I want you to have proof that you do, you're good at what you do and that you share how you do it. So here's, you can see I made this post, whatever, a week and a half ago, right? This happened to be Facebook, but you see this works on any channel. So I said, hey, a friend of mine got ripped off paying lots of money for someone to build a website. It didn't work, right? And so how much should it cost? And so I explained how much a website should cost. And I also put together some training and templates. So if you want all the templates, I've built websites for 35 years, made a lot of money doing that, right? If you want it, I'm happy to just give it to you. Just comment, own my marketing, and I'll send it to you, right? And you can see hundreds of people are coming in on this, right? And we're literally just giving them our best content. So this is what's called a comment guard. Hey, comment yes if you want whatever. And hopefully it's not a sales pitch. Hopefully you're actually sending something of value, right? So all these people can come in and say awesome things, right? And provided that you're clear on who your target is. So here I said, plumbing HVAC company. Hey, let's break this down and see how most home service businesses screw this up badly. So I'm doing a lot of stuff in home services, right? And I've got a lot of proof of doing stuff in home services. See, like this is an example of, like I can take a lead magnet. It doesn't even have to be a video. Here's another one. I have a group, Digital Marketing with Dennis Yu, right? And it's got lots of training in it. And this is where we get lots of VAs, for example, right? And you'll see that, what is this? Change your strategy today. Anthony Hill, master, what is, oh, this is a VA that's probably trying to repurpose a video that he and I made. Okay, that's fine. And then they're gonna go through and we're gonna see if they qualify. To hire VAs, they need to take raw videos and turn them into articles and videos and snippets and whatever. And that's how they qualify, not through like applying or resumes or, they have to actually do the thing, right? And so let's see. People asking for help. Yeah, here's some training, right? And so we can boost these posts as well. Anything you have, I think of boosting posts not as advertising, but as social postage. Meaning you're paying for it to be seen. It's not an advertisement of buy my stuff. So you asked before, like what kind of content? What other kinds? Well, look. It's whatever you want. Now, I have tested this as the initial guinea pig thousands of times with videos, with TV, with speaking, with like newspapers and, you know, with random things on my iPhone, with guest posts, with, you know, pictures and books. Like you can, like I have a best-selling book. It was the number one bestseller in social media on Amazon. Why? Because I ran dollar a day against it. And then when I got up to number one, I took a screenshot, right? Because you could spend like, if you wanted to, like a couple thousand dollars just in this narrow window and then be number one in that category, take the screenshot. And now you can run ads saying that you're number one, right? Because you were for a moment at 3 a.m. on a Friday morning, right? So I want people to understand the strategy. Who are the people that are well known with and respected by the people you want to reach? Could be, you know, whoever. And I've got a lot of these. Have you co-created content with them? And I have. And they say all kinds of things. That's why the, you know, videos with CapShow are so awesome, or with any other conference or mastermind or whatever it is. And then these get turned into lots of different pieces of content, right? Done stuff with universities. Here's what they have to say. Kids and students implementing our programs, right? The key is, and people say, oh, but I'm not famous. I don't travel as much as Dennis. I don't have a big team. Doesn't matter. Choose the topics. Who are the people that are well-known? Create content with them. Boost the posts of those top performing pieces of content, because 1 in 10 pieces of content will work. That's just kind of how it is. And then you have these winners, right? It's like strategically, it's a very logical framework, right? But people don't do it.
100%. 100%. And
Wow. Okay. I'm already learning so much from you in terms of like what good content looks like, because I know that is part of, you know, the actual boosting process. And by the way, if for anyone who wants to get into the detail, Dennis is very kindly giving away his dollar a day course for free. So you'll see that, and we'll also post the link so you can get straight to it. But he will literally talk you step by step as to, you know, what to look for, because there are thresholds as to, because I know, Dennis, you're saying you can boost any type of content, and you technically can, right? But if you want to actually get the best out of the money that you're putting into it, i.e. get an ROI, then there are some thresholds you want to look out for. Some, you know what? You want to determine what posts that you're actually organically already getting a lot of good engagement on. So I know you're going to go into that in your free course. And also when we do the All Access Pass session, we're going to be actually talking about a really important thing that I think is on people's minds, which is actually making money through optimizing. You touched on it a little bit already, but we're going to dive deeply into that. Yeah. So what I would encourage everyone to do at this stage, so thank you so much, Dennis, first of all, but go and get the free dollar a day course, because why wouldn't you? And just start to see how Dennis actually implements this stuff. It is actually so, so simple. So I highly, highly encourage everyone to do that. Thank you so much, Dennis, for your time on this. And for everyone else, if you are an All Access Pass ticket holder, good news, we're going to do another session with Dennis and get into making money. If you're not already an All Access Pass holder, then get in right now so you can get access to that session. And with that said, thank you, Dennis, once again. And everyone else, we'll see you on the next session. Bye.
Wow, what an incredible session. Dennis has just shown us how accessible successful advertising can be for us with the dollar a day ad strategy. So if you're ready to start boosting your content for just a dollar a day, then check out the show notes for Dennis's free course on the strategy, because why wouldn't you? And if you want even more of this type of goodness on learning about creating content that sells, growing your audience, and converting that audience into clients, then you'll want to join us at the free Get More Clients from Your Content Summit. You can register at capture.com/summit. My name is Deidre Shen. Stay intelligently lazy.